respect to Kim Jong-un, first secretary of the Workers' Party of Korea, first chairman of the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, and supreme commander of the Korean People's Army, gave an order to conduct a hot static test of a new type high-thrust intercontinental ballistic rocket Vulture. And he's, as he was, leading the preparations for the 7th Congress of the Party and the 70-day campaign, came out to the Sohae satellite launching site and guided the test. He was accompanied by senior officials of the Party and Army. The test was aimed at assessing technical specifications of the newly designed and manufactured motor. Kim Jong-un gave an order to start the test. As a result of the test, it was confirmed that the new type high-thrust intercontinental ballistic rocket motor, designed and manufactured by the defense scientists and technicians in the Korean style by relying on their strength and technology, satisfied all the scientific and technological indices. Kim Jong-un expressed great satisfaction over the results of the test, and highly appreciates the defense scientists and technicians who have brought about another event in implementing in practice the plan and determination of the Workers' Party of Korea to glorify the 7th Congress of the Party with a golden age in strengthening Juche-based defense capabilities and in demonstrating the dignity and inexhaustible might of the powerful Patriotic nation. He said with great pleasure, for the great success in the current test, a firm guarantee to mount a nuclear attack of another form on the U.S. imperialists and other hostile forces has been provided, and we came to have more powerful means to counter nukes with nukes. This is an ethical event which demonstrates the might of our defense capabilities all over the world, and another great victory won by the Korean people in the struggle to honor the 7th Congress of the Workers' Party of Korea with unprecedented achievement. Kim Jong-un highly estimated that the great victory today in working world-startling miracles in the defense scientific researches and the building of the Juche-based nuclear force is the greatest gift presented to the 7th Congress of the Workers' Party of Korea by our reliable defense scientists and technicians, the first incarnation of the indomitable offensive spirit of the party, the possessors of the firm will to rise up without any vacillation, despite all trials and difficulties, relying only on their strength, those with strong might of self-development, and the fighters resolutely implementing the party policy. He said, now it has become possible to load a new type intercontinental ballistic rocket with more powerful nuclear warheads, and put the U.S. mainland and other suspects of vices in any part of the earth within the range of our attack, and reduce them to ashes lest they should revive on this planet. To cope with increasing nuclear threats and arbitrariness of the U.S. imperialists, we should diversify the nuclear offensive means on a higher level and resolutely counter the nukes with nukes, he stressed. Kim Jong-un expressed a great expectation and belief that the defense scientists and technicians, in hearty response to the Workers' Party of Korea's line on the simultaneous development of the two fronts and its plan on building nuclear force, will give full play to their inexhaustible creative strength and bring about a lot of changes in the research, development and production of the Juche weapons and Juche shells, to firmly guarantee the eternal future of Kim Il-sung nation and Kim Jong-il career, and thus more firmly consolidate the nuclear arsenal of the Supreme Command. Respect to Kim Jong-un, first secretary of the Workers' Party of Korea, first chairman of the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, and supreme commander of the Korean People's Army, gave field guidance to the machine factory managed by Lee Chol-hong. He was accompanied by senior officials of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea. Kim Jong-un looked around the room for education in revolutionary history, processing an assembly shop, the library, and different other places of the factory to learn in detail about production and management activities. He praised the factory for having made amazing successes in the struggle to expand the variety of mechanical products and improve their quality, saying it has done a lot of work, though it is not so long after its inauguration. He said the mechanical products manufactured at the factory proved greatly effective in different sectors of the national economy. The secret of the success lies in the fact that the factory has attached importance to science and technology, and thoroughly combined scientific research with production as intended by the party. Work is also done well to firmly arm the employees with latest science and technology, and widen their horizons through efficient operation of the modern e-library built under the care of the party. The duty and role of the factory are very important in building a prosperous nation, he said, and presented tasks to be carried out by the factory. Kim Jong-un gave important instructions on improving the business and management administration of the factory in keeping with the requirements of the developing reality, including the issues on expanding the productivity and conveyorizing the production processes to manufacture a larger number of mechanical products, on developing more new mechanical products to be sent to different sectors of the national economy, and putting the products on a higher precision and intellectual basis, on waging a bigger struggle to localize the materials and equipment in manufacturing mechanical products, and on building firm scientific and technological force and training more technicians and skilled workers. He expressed a great expectation and belief that the officials, scientists, technicians and workers of the factory would make a great leap forward in the production of the latest precision mechanical products badly needed in different sectors of the national economy, and thus make an active contribution to the development of the machine building industry of the country. Kim Jong-un noted that looking around the factory, he came to know well that the enthusiasm of the workers of the factory is very high. We have turned out to greet the 7th Congress of the Workers' Party of Korea with unprecedented labor achievement. And he stressed the need to further mobilize their spiritual strength so that they can become the honorable victors in the 70-day campaign of loyalty. Respected Kim Jong-un received the message of greetings from Geronimo Osa Osa Ekoro, General Secretary of the Democratic Party of Equatorial Guinea, on April the 1st. The message said all the members of the Democratic Party of Equatorial Guinea and supporters, in the name of His Excellency Obiang Nguema Mwasogo, founder and chairman of the party, send their sincerest congratulations to Kim Jong-un, the Workers' Party of Korea, and all the Korean people on the occasion of April the 15th, 2016, the 104th anniversary of Kim Il-sung, the eternal president of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, and April the 11th and the 13th, the 4th anniversaries of Kim Jong-un's election as first secretary of the Workers' Party of Korea and first chairman of the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, which are celebrated by the Korean people as the most auspicious holidays. The message sincerely wished Kim Jong-un good health and happiness and hoped that he would grandly celebrate those significant days. Respected Kim Jong-un was presented with a floral basket and congratulatory letter from the Foreign Military Attaché's Corps in Korea on the occasion of the 23rd anniversary of the great Kim Jong-il's election as chairman of the National Defense Commission of the DPRK and the 4th anniversary of Marshal Kim Jong-un's election to the supreme posts of the Workers' Party of Korea and State. The floral basket and congratulatory letter were handed to General Park Yong-sik, Minister of the People's Armed Forces, by Zhang Ping, Military, Naval and Air Attaché of the Embassy of the People's Republic of China, who is Doyen of the Corps on the 8th. The title of Honorary Citizen of Sakisili City, Cotopaxi Province, Ecuador, was awarded to great Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il, the anti-Japanese heroine Kim Jong-suk and respected Kim Jong-un. The ceremony of conveying the certificates of honorary citizenship took place on April the 1st. Present there were personages of the Sakisili City Government Council, the Ecuadorian Committee for Supporting Independent and Peaceful Reunification of Korea, and other organizations for friends and solidarity with the Korean people, and members of the group of Korean doctors giving help in Korean medicine working in Ecuador. Read out at the ceremony were decisions of the City Government Council on awarding the title of honorary citizen to great persons of Korea. The mayor of the city handed the certificates to the head of the group of Korean doctors. the Kunichinui Mir Publishing House of Russia brought out in book form the great leader Kim Jong-il's famous work, The Workers' Party of Korea organizes and guides all the victories of our people. In respect to Kim Jong-un's famous works, the great Kim Il-sung is the eternal leader of our party and our people. And making selfless, devoted efforts for the good of the people is the mode of existence and source of invincible might of the Workers' Party of Korea. On the occasion of the Day of the Sun, the birth anniversary of the great leader President Kim Il-sung, and the 7th Congress of the Workers' Party of Korea, a ceremony of publishing the works recently took place. On the other hand, the Nakhodka Format Publishing House of Russia recently brought out in booklet the great leader Kim Jong-il's famous work, Let Us Exalt the Brilliance of Comrade Kim Il-sung's Idea on the Youth Movement and the Achievements Made Under His Leadership. Participants in the International Marathon for Mandung De Prize laid a flower basket before the bronze statues of the great leaders Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il on Mansu Hill and paid tribute to them on Friday. A national meeting was held at the People's Palace of Culture in Pyongyang on the 8th, on the occasion of the 23rd anniversary of the great leader Kim Jong-il's election as chairman of the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Present at the meeting were officials of the party and armed forces, organs, ministries and national agencies, and officials and labor innovators of the institutions and industrial establishments in Pyongyang City. The platform was taken by Kim Yong-nam, Hwang Byung-so, Park Bong-joo, and other senior officials of the party, state and army, chairperson of a friendly party, officials of the armed forces organs, the cabinet, working people's organizations, ministries and national agencies, and officials and notorious persons from the institutions that have distinguished themselves in the strengthening of defense capabilities of the country and the 70-day campaign of loyalty. A report was made by Park Bong-joo, member of the Political Bureau of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea and Premier of the Cabinet of the TPRK. The reporter said, "The great leader Kim Jong-il is a peerless statesman who braved through stern trials of the revolution and put the dignity and power of the country on the highest level and laid the foundation for the eternal victory of the TPRK with his outstanding Sungun-based leadership. The history of the leadership of the great leader Kim Jong-il in state building is shining with the great exploits he performed in opening up a new road of building a socialist state in the Sungun era on the basis of the unique Sungun-based revolutionary idea and establishing the state system centering on national defense, thus providing a powerful weapon for enforcing Sungun politics. His idea and cause of state building in the Sungun era are admirably carried forward and developed by respect to Kim Jong-un, another great man of Mount Baekdu type hailed by the Korean nation." The reporter called upon all to wage a more vigorous struggle to glorify the 7th Congress of the Workers' Party of Korea as a glorious Congress of victors and hasten the final victory in the building of a prosperous nation and the revolutionary cause of Juche under the wise leadership of respect to Kim Jong-un. The National Martial Arts Championship for Mandung De Prize closed at the basketball gymnasium in Chungcheong Street of Pyongyang on Friday. Present at the closing ceremony were Choi Ryong-tae, Secretary of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, who doubles as Chairman of the State Physical, Culture and Sports Guidance Commission, officials concerned, players, coaches and working people in the city. At the ceremony, trophy cups, diplomas and medals were awarded to the excellent teams and players. The 21st Cooking Festival took place at the Pyongyang Noodle House from April the 6th to the 8th, with the approach of the Day of the Sun, the birth anniversary of President Kim Il-sung. The festival was divided into the exhibition of scientific and technical achievements in cooking, exhibition of famous dishes and local specialties, exhibition of compulsory dishes, and a contest of practical skills and demonstration of cooks and waiters and waitresses. It was attended by over 60 units of ministries and national institutions and all provinces. A closing ceremony of the festival was held on the 8th, where the results of the examination were announced, and diplomas and medals were awarded to the excellent units and participants. a dancing party of officials and members of the Democratic Women's Union of Korea took place at the Plaza of the Arch of Triumph in Pyongyang on Friday, on the occasion of the 23rd anniversary of the great Kim Jong-il's election as chairman of the National Defense Commission of the DPRK. Seminars were held in Russia, Sweden and Sri Lanka on March 30th and April the 1st, on the occasion of the Day of the Sun. Displayed at the venues of the seminars were photos showing the immortal exploits of the great Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il and respected Kim Jong-un. Also on display were their famous works and other books and photos introducing the struggle of the Korean army and people. The seminar held in Sweden adopted a message of greetings to respected Kim Jong-un. The Swiss Preparatory Committee for the 2017 meeting praising great persons of Mount Factor, the Swiss-Korean Committee, and the Swiss Group for the Study of the Chuchi Idea issued a joint statement on the 3rd. On the occasion of the 23rd anniversary of the great leader Kim Jong-il's election as chairman of the National Defense Commission of the DPRK, the statement points out that leader Kim Jong-il's election as chairman of the National Defense Commission of the DPRK is a manifestation of the unanimous reverence of the Korean army and people for him. The chamber trio of the Khabarovsk Territorial Symphony Orchestra of Russia and the chamber orchestra Alberic Manier of France arrived in Pyongyang by air on the 8th to participate in the 30th April Spring Friendship Art Festival. Marathoners of Rwanda, China, Kenya, Ethiopia, and Taipei of China arrived in Pyongyang by air on the 8th to participate in the International Ran Gyeongde Prize to be held on the occasion of the Day of the Sun. A delegation of officials of the Union of Korean Writers and Artists in Japan, headed by Chairman Kim Jong-soo, flew in Pyongyang on Friday to celebrate the Day of the Sun. The Secretariat of the Committee for the Peaceful Reunification of Korea released information number 1103 on the 8th. The information said, with the forthcoming South Korean National Assembly election ahead, nowadays Park Geun-hye and a group are conducting malicious conspiratorial confrontation racket against the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, branding the opposition parties as not followers and talking about threat of provocation of the North. The conservatives of the Saenuri Party termed the just demand of the opposition democratic forces and public of different sections for terminating confrontation with fellow countrymen and war movers submission and surrender to the North. They make such malicious gossip that if the opposition parties win in the election, the Kaesong Industrial Zone will be operated again and it will help nuclear development of the North, raising a fuss crying for eradicating the North followers. Furthermore, Park Geun-hye and a group persistently released such unreasonable outbursts as cyber terror, surprise drone attack, and provocation at an unexpected place by the North, creating a terrifying atmosphere in South Korea. It is pursuant to the anti-DPRK scenario, deliberately invented not to suffer defeat in the forthcoming election. Now, Park Geun-hye and a group are extremely cornered, forsaken by the public for their crimes of economic failure, worsening of people's living, and rupture of inter-Korean relations during their 3 years in office. It is no more than a clumsy trick to divert elsewhere the South Korean people's indignation and collect votes by deceiving the public that Park Geun-hye and the Saenuri Party widely talk about cyber terror and surprise attack just before the election. South Koreans from all walks of life must clearly see the crafty intention of the Park Geun-hye group for confrontation, vote against Park Geun-hye and the Saenuri Party with pent-up resentment and sternly judge the traitors, the information stressed. The Central Committee of the Kim Il-sung Socialist Youth League and the National Joint Organizations of the Korean Children's Union issued a joint indignation statement on Saturday. The statement said, it is almost 2 years after the Ferry Sewol incident, which was registered as the most surprising and cruelest tragic disaster in modern history. The disaster is the extremity of tragedy that can take place only in the corrupt South Korean society, an illegal society where ordinary people cannot live. And the cruelest of the crimes that can be committed only by the wicked Park Geun-hye group of beasts in human skin. That the Park Geun-hye group insults the bereaved families demanding a probe into the truth as corpse peddlers and those with beggar's disposition, driving a nail into the hearts of the tear shedders and imposing a second death on the deceased buried in the sea. The ferry Seoul disaster was a self-portrait of the South Korean society and harbinger of the future that will be more miserable under the rule of Park Geun-hye. Now all people, young and old, are smothered dead in South Korea, which is sinking into a sea of disaster where justice and truth are suffocated and people's living is destroyed because of the poison of the old demon, who is riding to survive alone in the remaining 2 years of her office. It is Park Geun-hye and her group that turn those calling for supplying lunch to the school children of poor families not followers, refusing to use even a few pennies for the children, though they pay stupendous sum of upkeep for the US forces and spend astronomical sum of money for the preparations of a war on the North. The South Korean school youth and children must not wait with folded arms for a hopeless future, disasters and misfortunes coming in waves like the victims of the ferry Sewol, who could not come back alive believing the order to wait, but resolutely rise up against the Park Geun-hye group of unheard of murderers and change the cursed society with their own strength and courage. Earnest cries of the lonely spirits of the victims of the ferry Sewol echoing out at this moment too, literally call for revenge on the murderer of Park Geun-hye.